We're in sunny California, and we have a great opportunity to chat for a few minutes with a man who is responsible for lots of the music that we've heard on so many of the good old radio shows. He's Ivan Dittmars, and we're glad to have you before our microphone today.
Thank you, Chuck.
You are an organist, a harpist, a violinist. You've done all kinds of things,
well,
right?
Well, mostly piano and organ. And I started in the business a long time ago. Believe it or not, I'm 84 years old.
Oh, I wouldn't guess that at all. No, absolutely not.
Well, I get around pretty well. Everything seems to work.
Well, that's wonderful.
But I just happened to have this sheet in my pocket, and it reminds me of some of the things that I did in the business.
When did you start in the broadcast world?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was born in Olympia, Washington. And I played silent pictures when I was 12 years old.
Oh, boy.
So I had I played both piano and organ, and then I went on to the University of Washington, and I became the accompanist of the Glee Club as a freshman, which was quite an honor. And after the University of Washington, I felt that I knew about as much as anybody around there, and I wanted to go east, so I went east to the New England Conservatory in Boston, where everybody knew more than I did, and that's what I wanted. So I had quite a time in New England, and it was a very wonderful place. After that, I came back to Seattle, and one of my first great memories was playing a duet with Irving Berlin on the Eddie Cantor Show.
Oh, boy.
And it was a fascinating experience. He had them move the piano around on stage so that the audience couldn't see the keyboard. He said to me, he said, "Now I'm going to sit with you and we're going to play a duet." He says, "You're going to do most of the playing," he said, "because I'm a very bad player, but I'll do the face choruses, you see." And so that was my experience, one of my first experiences.
Well, he had his own piano, didn't he? Didn't he have a special piano?
He did, but we didn't play on that piano.
Oh, I see.
That piano had a crank on the side of it, which when they cranked the thing, it moved it up a half tone.
Oh, I see.
So that moved the keys. I don't mean the keys, I mean the hammers, a half tone. Because he said, "I get so bored with the same sound, and I'm not good enough to play in other keys."
Oh, I see.
Actually, he played in six flats. You know, if you've ever horsed around with the piano and you do da dee da 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 dee da, well, everybody does that in six flats, and that's the way he started out. So,
well, where did your radio work started out here in California?
No, started in New England.
New England,
yes. And I enjoyed playing on WNAC, which was and. A friend of mine who worked in a butter and egg store told me they were having a competition for an announcer. And he said, "Why don't you try out?" And I said, "I've never announced." And he said, "You told me you were on the debating team in school." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Why don't you try out? What have you got to lose?" So I tried out, and I won this job as an announcer on WNAC. I found out later, however, I must say, that the reason I won was that I had a Western accent, and they were looking for something different from New England.
Oh, I see.
And I was it.
So, well, that's okay.
So they paid me $50 a week, which was a lot of money in those days.
Yeah.
And I had the only had to be there from 6 to 8 in the evening. So that was one of my first wonderful experiences in New England. When I came back to Los Angeles in 1936, that's a long time ago, isn't it? I managed to get an audition through Bing Crosby's brother. I got an audition with Victor Young, the fabulous orchestra leader and composer and so on, who was with Paramount Pictures then. So he sat me down at the piano and he said, now play something classical. And I played this classical thing, Chopin, and he stopped me after about 15, 20 seconds. He said, that's fine. Now he said, play this. And he put a piece of a new popular song.
Uh-huh.
He placed it on the piano. He said, play that. So I started playing it, and he didn't, after about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, he stopped me. He said, now up a tone. You know, that's transposing.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, and he said, you're hired. You start next week.
Uh-huh.
That was a wonderful experience.
Boy, a nice audition, huh?
Yes, oh, yes. He was a wonderful man and a very talented man. So that's when I played on Shell Chateau was the name of the show with Victor Young. And then after that, I...
Was Jolson on that show?
No. I played on the Jolson show.
You did?
Later, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the Eddie Cantor show.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Jolson had his own pianist, by the way.
He did.
But he didn't do any of the other things. I was with Lud Gluskin, if you remember that name.
Sure.
So I went on CBS staff as a pianist, organist, conductor, and so on in those days. One of the interesting shows, you probably all remember a show called The Whistler.
Oh, of course.
Well,
yeah.
I played that with...
Night.
Right?
Yeah.
I played that with Wilbur Hatch. You remember Bill Hatch?
He later did work with Desi Lou.
That's
Desi
right.
Desi and Lucy, yeah.
Oh, he did all kinds of shows. And he called me. We were very good friends. And Bill called me. We were talking one night. And he said, by the way, he said, could you write a Brahms waltz? And I said, sure. I thought he was kidding. He wasn't kidding. And he said, you've got to write a Brahms waltz. We need it next week. And you've got to record it next week for the show. So I wrote, I called it Pseudo Brahms Esquire.
Mm-hmm.
And I still receive residuals from that.
You do?
Yeah, because it went on, what was the show, Star Trek?
Oh, no, did they use it on?
Was it Star Trek? No, that was more recent, wasn't it? This is Wilbur Hatch, one of his big shows that he had.
He did The Whistler.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did that with Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
And you remember Suspense?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did a lot of that work.
Yeah, I worked
Escape,
on that.
You did Escape, too, didn't you?
Yes.
I have a note that says you worked a lot on a program, an unusual time for a dramatic program, but it was Saturday mornings on Stars Over Hollywood.
Yes, Stars Over Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did play that. And I played for years a show with, I'll have to think that one up. I just can't seem to remember the name. I played with Hedda Hopper.
Did you?
Hedda Hopper's Hollywood. And I was with Andre Castellanos for two seasons. These are wonderful old names. I'm so lucky. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Well, you wouldn't have been there, though, if you didn't have the talent to do what was required.
Well, yes, you had to kind of deliver. I remember working with Steve Allen. He was wonderful to work with. And I had a trio with him. He loved to play the piano, and so on that show I played mostly organ.
When you must have done some, you mentioned Suspense and Escape, and we talked about things like that. You must have been one of the people, especially on some of the organ shows, where a little sting comes in there or some music to help the plot along or to punctuate the action. Was all of that scored, or was that just you do it, ad-lib?
That's all ad-lib,
yeah?
Yes, yes. And everything was live. If you made a mistake, there was no correcting it like there is now.
Would the listener know about a mistake that was made?
Well, some would. Uh-huh. So musicians, you can't fool another musician.
Yeah.
So
you would decide maybe if you were doing... Did you ever do any that kind of music for maybe a situation comedy type shows and things of that nature?
Yes.
You know,
let's see.
Bouncing along the street as they change the scene from one location to another.
Yes. Well, Dr. Christian, I worked for many years, and one of the fun shows was Orson Welles. He was quite a character.
Was he?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
Which of his series on which...
That was the one that out in Los Angeles. He was, as you know, an Easterner.
Yes.
And he came out, and at the start of it, Bernard Herrmann was the conductor. Mm-hmm. And it always started with that opening chord, which was a chord of a B flat, D flat, and G flat, but then this F was stuck in there, and it gave us this weird sound. Mm-hmm. That was the opening of the show. Well, let's see. I'm going on and on here.
We're just interested in the work that you did, because I think you contributed so much to the radio broadcast days that people who listen to the things that we do today are glad to know you and get a little bit more information about it. You've been out here in California since the mid-30s then. Right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. I went back to New York in the 50s and did a lot of shows there. I did Double or Nothing with Burt Parks.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he's become quite prominent recently, mm-hmm. as you've mm-hmm. all noticed. Yes, he was a lot of fun. In the time of the war, I went into the Marine Corps and became the conductor of the Halls of Montezuma, which was a program, weekly program, on the Mutual Network in mm-hmm. those days. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun to do that show. Yeah. So,
well, you have really worked with many of the greatest names in the show business from radio, and I guess I would say that they have worked with one of the greatest names too, Ivan Ditmars.
I was just lucky to be there, Chuck. It was wonderful, and I remember an unusual association with the Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh.
And they were a great group of singers, as mm-hmm. you know. But there wasn't one of them that had a really great solo voice. But together, they were magic. Uh-huh. And I was just fortunate to work with them for quite a series of programs. I remember Bride and Groom. Do you remember that old
sure.
show?
Sure. They used to marry the people right on the
That's
radio,
right.
on the air. You played the wedding march for that, I bet.
I played the whole service. And in 15 minutes, we put their whole life on, what they were and what they did. We married them, and bang, and away you go. So I played the two wedding marches pretty often.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, I guess I mentioned Live Like a Millionaire with that. And The Continental, that was a show in New York. I did Jack Parr's first show from New York. Jack was a wonderful, wonderful and strange person. Very intelligent, highly intelligent. And we got to, Harriet and I were lucky enough to... socialized with him and his wife mm-hmm. in New York, and he had a great loyalty for the fellow. During the war years, he had a young fellow that he went every place all over the world, and they entertained. So when he got this job to do this big show, the Transcontinental show, he wanted his friend to have a go at it. But this friend said, I don't know anything. I can't lead 25 musicians. I don't know how to do it. So they came up with the idea that I was to do it until he became familiar with how you do this mm-hmm. kind of thing. And it was a wonderful association. And after that, he did all of the shows.
Who was his friend?
I can't remember his name.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think he had a long career. He was a very good pianist, mm-hmm. very good player.
I think it was Toscanini.
Les Tremaine chirping in with
Yes, Les. Yes, yes, well, Les knows all these things. He as the people say, I was there, he was there.
Well, we're glad you were there, and I know that there's a luncheon coming up, and everyone's getting ready to go for it. And I thank you so much, Ivan Ditmars, for spending a little time with us today.
Chuck, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Les.